Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With our ongoing hurricanes, forest fires, floods, and now the Mexico City earthquake, the newspaper's beginning to read more like a chapter from the Book of Revelation. Our hearts go out to those around the world and our neighbors right here in Montana, afflicted by devastation on an almost apocalyptic scale. And while these events rightfully capture the headlines, there are other events occurring right now that will affect our lives for years to come. One of those is next Tuesday's primary election for the mayor of Billings. In a hotly contested race, the current field of six candidates will be winnowed down to two who will advance to the general election in November. This is one of those down-ticket races that we've mentioned in the past. It's not as glamorous as a race for governor or U.S. Congress, but it will affect the citizens of Billings much more personally than either of those other two races ever could. That's because mayors and city councils and school boards touch our everyday lives. And while each of the mayoral candidates will tell you that this race is about local option taxes and job creation and snow removal, there's one big elephant in the room that's driving voters to the polls, and that's the possible reintroduction of a municipal non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO. The last time an NDO was introduced in Billings 3 years ago, it consumed the city council's agenda, the Billings Gazette editorial page, and sucked all of the oxygen out of the room for 7 long months. In the end, Mayor Tom Hannell broke a tie which killed the NDO and laid the issue to rest. A city council election the following year turned out to be a referendum on the NDO, and those city council members who voted for it, with the exception of one, were shown the door. NDO proponents were livid and vowed to make the 2017 mayoral race a referendum on the issue as well. Both sides recruited heavily, which produced a field of 7 candidates. One has since dropped out, and we're down to 6. It's a diverse field with lots of talent. Billings is fortunate, but where do the candidates stand on the issue of another NDO? It hasn't been easy to find out. As a result of our phone ringing off the hook with voters asking the same question, we sent a questionnaire to each of the candidates. It was simple. Where do you stand on the NDO? Only 2 candidates responded, but we were able to find the others' positions using voting records, newspaper articles, and public statements. Of the 2 candidates that responded, former Senate President Jeff Esmond said NDOs are divisive and he would vote no. Billings realtor Danny Sandifer said he would vote for it because he doesn't believe anyone should be discriminated against. At a candidate forum, Billings attorney Bill Cole said he would vote no because he had serious concerns about the impact on people with deeply held religious beliefs. Esmond voiced those concerns as well. Danielle Agnew and Randy Hafer both said they would support an NDO, while Angela Cimino voted against it in 2014. This is a mail-in only ballot election, and ballots are due in the Yellowstone County Elections Department by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th. Voting's been heavy. Will there be another NDO in Billings? It's now up to the voters to decide. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.